kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa kanyang talumpati sa National Press Club nitong Abril 2, inihayag ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese na magpapatupad ang kanyang pamahalaan ng mga bagong paghihigpit sa mga advertisement ng sugal o gambling.
Between 6 a.m. and 8:30 p.m., we will cap the number of TV ads for betting agencies at a maximum of 3 per hour. We will ban all gambling ads on radio during school pickup and drop off. We will ban cross promotion content that mixes commentary with odds. We'll end advertising on jerseys and jumpers and in stadiums.
Dagdag pa ni Albanese, ipagbabawal din ng kanyang gobyerno ang online gambling ads, maliban na lang kung napatunayang lampas sa 18 years old ang user at may opsyon itong mag-opt out. Sinabi rin niya na haharangin ng Australia ang mga illegal na offshore gaming sites at ipagbabawal ang mga online keno type na produkto na mas kilala bilang pocket pokies. Samantala, patuloy ring mag-i-invest ang federal na gobyerno sa BetStop, ang National Self-Exclusion Register na nagbibigay daan sa mga user na i-block ang lahat ng lisensyadong online at phone wagering providers sa Australia.
We are getting the balance right. Letting adults have a punt if they want to. But making sure that our children don't see betting ads everywhere they look. Because we don't want kids growing up thinking that footy and gambling are inextricably linked.
Noong 2023, inilabas ng yumaong Labor MP na si Peter Morphy ang isang ulat matapos ang parliamentary inquiry tungkol sa gambling ads. Inirekomenda niya na tuluyang ipagbawal ang lahat ng advertisement ng gambling, kasama pa ang mahigit 30 iba pang mungkahi. Binatikos naman si Anthony Albanese dahil sa pagpapatupad lamang ng bahagyang reforma sa gambling ads, sa halip na sundin ang buong plano na iminungkahi sa Murphy Report. Depensa ng punong ministro, ang kanyang anunsyo ay magiging pinakamahalagang reforma na naipatupad pagdating sa gambling advertising.
Well, more ads can't be played. That's the point behind having a restriction from the average when we're talking about a couple of years ago in 2024, for example, were eight. So 3 years is obviously cutting it by more than half. It's about getting that balance right and the nature of it as well.
Ipinapakita ng isang pag-aaral noong 2024 na halos 2 sa bawat 3 Australian ang nakapagsugal kahit isang beses noong 2023 at mahigit 1 sa 7 ang nakaranas ng pinsalang dulot ng pagsusugal. Inaasahang agad na ihahain ng pamahalaan ang panukalang batas at target itong ipatupad simula Enero 1, 2027. Ngunit bago ito maisakatuparan, kakailanganin muna ng gobyerno ang suporta mula sa iba't ibang panig ng politika. Samantala, tinawag naman ng Green Senator na si Sarah Hanson-Young na walang paninindigan si Anthony Albanese sa pagharap sa usapin ng total ban sa gambling advertising.
Not only has the Prime Minister squibbed it on putting in place a real ban on advertising of gambling, but he hasn't even had the guts to take on the gambling industry and put in place the national regulator. That is needed because we know what happens. State governments around the country addicted to the money that comes from the gambling industry, and the gambling industry setting themselves up in the easiest jurisdictions.
Ayon naman kay Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson, matagal nang dapat na ipatupad ang nasabing reforma.
We will be scrutinising the detail of what has been announced today. I certainly have some concerns about the ban on online gambling advertising for children under 18. Given the disaster with the social media ban, we know that's not working.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ravin Razik at Wing Kwang na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.